And now, get ready to smile again with radio's home folks, Vic and Sade, written by Paul Reimer. Vic and Sade is brought to you by Crisco, the pure all-vegetable shortening. It's digestible. And now here's Zella Lane. What are you getting such a kick out of?
Well, I thought I was carried away with Crisco's new wartime cookbook. But from all reports, I didn't praise it half enough. Recipes for Good Eating is the cookbook people have been waiting for. And it is wonderful. Packed with recipes, 64 pages, with color photographs of tempting Crisco dishes, and loads of pictures showing simple cooking methods. And here's the thing you appreciate, friends. It's the most practical cookbook imaginable, designed right for these days when marketing can be a problem. You should see the variety of Crisco recipes, time-saving hints for wartime meals, grand ways to fix leftovers, appetizing tricks for inexpensive cuts of meats. And talk about good desserts. There are wonderful Crisco cakes, pies galore. Nothing's overlooked. It even gives alternate ingredients for recipes in case there are foods you can't buy. I could go on for hours. But goodness, hadn't you better get a copy? Just print your name and address clearly. Mail it with 10 cents in coin and a Crisco label, any size. Address Crisco, Department A, Cincinnati 1, Ohio. Now that's 10 cents in coin and a Crisco label, any size. Address Crisco, Department A, Cincinnati 1, Ohio. The offer is only good in the United States, and since you'll have to allow 14 to 18 days for delivery, send today for Crisco's new wartime cookbook. And now back to Vic and Sade.
Well, sir, it's late afternoon as our scene opens now. And here in the living room of the small house halfway up on the next block, we find Vic and young Russell. The older gentleman has established the library table, examining the pages of what appears to be a small catalog. The younger gentleman is tossing his cap on the davenport because he's just this moment arrived home. Listen.
What's new with you, Gov?
Every few minutes I seem to grow better looking. Your mother's not home.
Oh, yes, she is. We just walked up the alley together. She's out in the kitchen. Mom!
Yes?
See?
What you want?
Just demonstrating to Gov your home.
Is he in there?
Yeah.
How long you been home, Ben?
Mom wants to know how long you been home, Gov.
About half an hour.
About half an hour.
What?
Gov's been home about a half an hour. Oyster Cracker was trying to tell the guys over in Tapman's vacant lot that June is a hotter month than August if you live west of Minneapolis, Minnesota, and east of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
I'm busy here, George, if you don't mind.
Not interested in exchanging various viewpoints and opinions?
No.
What you reading?
Catalog.
Catalog, huh?
Hmm.
What kind of a catalog?
Oh, go away, Margaret.
I guess I don't have to have a horse to fall on me to catch a hint. If my presence is repulsive, I'll
Can
be I'm glad.
Can I give you a ride home from the office?
No.
I just got back from downtown. Looked for you along the alley.
I come up Virginia Avenue.
Mm. Guess who I run into this afternoon?
Who?
Ida Morrison's oldest girl. The one that married the Peoria fella that rides to work on the bicycle with only the one wheel on it. She had her baby in a go-kart and having an awful time pushing it through the crowds of shoppers there in Yamilton's wash rag sale. Most mothers with babies leave their go-karts on the first floor there, but she shoved right on through the store.
Kiddo, I'm doing a little studying. Suppose you could save your news till later on.
What's the book?
Catalog.
What kind?
It's a new lodge equipment they're putting on the market.
Gonna buy something?
I'm thinking seriously of it, yeah.
Smelly Clark is making some important purchases.
More lodge junk you're gonna buy, Vic,
Oh, I wouldn't say junk.
No, but are you?
Am I what?
Gonna put out additional money for lodge stuff?
It is quite probable.
Which article this trip?
Well, a telescope for one thing.
What's a telescope?
A telescope, Mom, is a do-funny scientific half-wits used for looking...
I'd like to talk, please, Russell.
Well, hey, how about you people taking your discussion out to the kitchen? I don't want to appear rude, but I've some thinking to do and some notes to jot down.
I want to know what you're planning to put out good money for this time.
Well, I know what I'm doing, Dr. Sleets. Holy smoke,
Adam. What did you say you were going to buy?
A telescope.
What's that?
An instrument used by astronomers to study the sky with.
Oh, my goodness gracious sakes alive.
Well, you don't need to get worked up, Mr. Hulsh. I'm the one that's going to use...
What do you want with a thing like that?
Well, I'm the exalted Big Dipper of the sacred stars of the Milky Way. I should have at least a smattering of knowledge concerning the various heavenly bodies, because the significance of all our ritualistic work is directly connected with heavenly bodies. As a matter of fact, I don't know one star from another. With a telescope and a set of books on astronomy, I can get wised up.
Set of books also, huh?
Yeah.
What does all that cost?
Oh, go away and forget about it, kiddo. I can handle
this. This house is already so cluttered up with lodge trash, a person can't put one foot in front of another.
Now, that's something of an overstatement, I think.
Well, I don't know, I'm sure.
Well, let's just leave it at that.
Is this a big telescope you're planning on, Gov?
Fairly large. There's a tripod comes with it.
Where will you take it when you feel like looking at a few stars?
Up on the roof.
Well, say.
I figure I'm making a hobby of the study of astronomy, say. The mystery of the skies has fascinated me for years. I bet you'll get interested yourself.
Hand me your catalog once.
It's just a little book of pictures.
I know, but give it here once.
You just want to look at the price list so you'll know what stuff costs.
Sure I do.
Well, okay, but give it back. I have to copy down some notes out of it.
Mr. Gin Bunny up at school is pretty well posted on astronomy, Gov.
Oh, is that so?
Yeah, knows all the dope about Mars and Jupiter and various planets. He claims he can tell directions by the stars just as good as with a compass. Also, he can doctor up a weather forecast.
Vic, the cheapest telescope they got here is $11.
I haven't glanced at the prices.
Now, where's the set of books?
The opposite page from where you're looking.
Here?
Yeah. Well, when I get into this, Sam, I'll be able to give Chin Bunny a few pointers on astronomy. I'll be able to reel off secrets about the stars that'll make him blink.
Uh-huh.
Yes, sir, I bet you'll get interested in this yourself, Sade.
What?
I say, I bet you'll get interested in this yourself. Why, do you know that there's one planet, called Ursa Major or something, that goes south for the winter just like the robins? And there's a certain constellation in the northern heavens that greatly resembles a beautiful woman washing her feet, seen through a telescope.
Do you know what this set of books costs?
No, what's it cost?
$23.80.
Yeah? Well, prices on things like that invariably run high. If a man
wants
to...
You're not going to do this.
Huh?
You're just not going to do this.
Oh, come now, you're talking...
$11 and $23.80. What's that add up to?
I don't know, but
what's
the...
What's it add up to, Russell? $11 and $23.80.
It adds up to, let's see, 11 and...
Kiddo, you're getting yourself worked up all for nothing.
Oh, no, I'm not.
$34.80, Mom.
$34.80.
Yeah.
Same as $35. No, sir, Vic.
Listen now, I'll tell you
I
what...
I say no, sir.
Howard...
Yeah?
Out of my lodge library, bring me volumes 2, 3, 5, 9...
And you don't
nine...
need to bother reading me anything.
Sam, volumes 2, 3, 5,
stay
9...
Stay right where you are, Sam.
Say, am I the exalted Big Dipper of the Lazy Venus chapter of the Sacred Stars of the Milky Way, or am I not?
You're just foolish in the head when it comes to holding on to your money. That's what you are.
Our founder, R.J. Conk, once said... In his Ilius Spilorum Edibus Tanto Hunk.
Your founder, R.J. Conk, wasn't any too bright.
Now you're going a little too far.
I'm not going so far that I'd take 35 good dollars and throw them out the window.
Do I know anything about the stars?
What?
Do I know anything about the stars?
What you talking about?
I'm the exalted Big Dipper of the Lazy Venus chapter of the Sacred Stars of the Milky Way. I'm supposed to have at least a dab of information about the heavens, but have I? No, I'm ignorant.
I'll say.
In his little book of advice to the officers of the lodge, R.J. Conk said, Harum ad flumen itsibus calorendis in vivo magnificum hunk.
R.J. Conk ought to go way back someplace and sit down.
Listen, Sade, I don't object to a little mild joshing, but when you aim your slurs at R.J. Conk, you'll find that I will not stand by you.
$35. Just think of it. And the way we need our $35 is...
Homer.
Yeah?
Step over to the bookcase and from my lodge library, bring volumes 3, 7, 8, 9...
Keep your seat, Homer. Vic, do you know how much you've spent on that old lodge?
Whatever monies I may have dispersed in the risk...
Up in the attic,
my...
you got that big picture of T.L. Punk. Cost you, what was it, $30?
In the first place, his name is not T.L. Punk. His name is R.J. Conk. And in
the second
place...
It was around $30, I know. All right. In your clothes closet, you got two separate and distinct lodge robes. I forget what they cost, but it was plenty. There's that lodge library of yours. I hate to think what you paid for it. In your dresser drawer, you got that silver sword. The price of it would have kept us in groceries for a month.
I am to be buried in that sword.
Buried in it?
Oh, buried with it. When I'm laid out stiff and cold, a little smile playing about my lips, You'll see stuff
to my
side.
Oh, and that big fancy plumed hat, and your pins and buttons and badges, and that certificate you paid $2 to have framed. It's enough to make a person cry.
Lucille?
Yes?
Volume 3 out of my large library, please.
Sit still, Lucille. And now, telescopes. Trash to look at the stars through. $35. No, sir. No, sir. No, sir. No, sir. No, sir.
Said, I'm not the
Russell
kind of a man.
Russell has to have clothes. We all have to have clothes. I need 16 dozen things for around the house, including cups and saucers. Imagine us needing cups and saucers and going to work and spending our money for telescopes. We say we can't afford carpets for the upstairs hall. And you want to take $35.
Helen.
Volume 3?
Volume 7. I will read your mother a beautiful little passage from the pen of R.J. Comte.
Take it easy, Helen. We don't need any Volume 7. I'll take that.
Hey, now, are you grabbing from my hands personal correspondence?
Yes, I am.
She snatched from my hands my large sample book.
By George, she sure did.
She snatched from my hands my large sample book, and she's holding it behind her back.
Uh-huh. She grabbed that catalog quick and accurate.
I cannot credit the evidence of my eyes.
Heck, I'm keeping this catalog. You'll never see it again.
Sade?
What?
Sade, I want you to know this one thing.
What one thing?
In ipsibus quo ad visit anima spinach hunk. Delorum nisi ad nauseum nomenclature youch. Sic placid dumb cluck vulpus endibus cornucopia ish. Opo transit qui drivel sum victorial.
Which concludes another brief interlude at the small house halfway up in the next block. And now, here's Zella Lake.
Don't you know some people who can take even a simple everyday dish and give it a twist? Well, a neighbor of mine is like that, and it's from her that I picked up the trick of turning out French toast so it's really puffy and crispy. Here's what you do. Just use an extra egg in your egg-milk mixture. Then, when you're frying the toast, make sure you have plenty of Crisco in your frying pan. About a fourth of an inch. That does it. Yes, extra Crisco in your skillet gives that French toast a tempting golden brown look. Turns it out light, full of flavor. Watch your family eat. And if you have your doubts about serving fried foods, worry about digestions, just ease your mind. You see, Crisco fried foods are digestible. Count on that. Crisco itself is digestible. It's a pure all-vegetable shortening, the very finest quality you can buy. Try Crisco. You'll find a raft of grand suggestions in Crisco's new wartime cookbook. Send today for recipes for good eating. Just mail your name and address with 10 cents in coin and a Crisco label any size. Address Crisco, Department A, Cincinnati 1, Ohio.
And don't forget to listen to Vic and Sade the next time. This is Ed Roberts saying good day for Crisco. It's digestible. This is the National Broadcasting Company.